Proposition 1 asks Seattle voters for up to $123 million in new property taxes to maintain and improve core services, services that have traditionally been paid for out of the city's general fund. Speaking at a news conference in April, Library Board President Marie McCaffrey helped make the case for the new levy. She said the recession has taken its toll on the city's tax revenue, forcing libraries to curtail their hours and slash their budgets. At the same time, in-person and online use have continued to grow.
Without stable funding, the vision of Libraries for All is at risk. The library system cannot sustain further cuts.
But opponents are concerned about stable funding, too, and they say the levy won't provide that because it's temporary. Chris Lehman is the campaign manager of Save Our Seattle Library.
We are absolutely in this because we care about the library too much to allow the voters to be bamboozled. And it's not just bad for the library, making it vulnerable by moving it to temporary unstable funding, but it's just bad for democracy.
But City Councilmember Gene Godden says Seattle has already tried hard to find funds to restore library services. In the face of a $32 million shortfall, it's hard.
Do you fire policemen? Do you not have all of your fire stations open? You have to have those. That is a given.
Without the levy, the city says it'll cut $5 million from the library's budget next year, the equivalent of closing five of its 26 branches. If voters approve it, Proposition 1 will cost the owner of a median-priced home about $50 annually for the next 7 years. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.